You bow with me, please.
Our dear Lord and Father in heaven, we come to thee in prayer as we enter this service of song and prayer that we would have the proper attitude and proper motives and respect for you and your word. We're thankful for all the physical blessings of this life that you've given us, and we're especially thankful for the spiritual blessings that we have of the church and your word and the Holy Spirit and your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the hope of heaven we have through him. We pray that we would live up to the name that you've given us. And we pray that we would be encouraged and edified by our presence here this afternoon. We pray that the ones among us that are physically ill, that they would be comforted. We pray for the personal abilities and characteristics and qualities that we would need to deal with the issues that life sets before us. Father, we also pray for the spiritually sick, that they would be encouraged and we would look for every opportunity to help them. Father, we ask for courage and strength and wisdom to present the gospel to those around us. We pray that you would find us to be righteous in your eyes and that we would offer effective and fervent prayer. We ask this in Christ's holy name. Amen.
If you would, go ahead and take your maroon hymnals and turn to number 332. This will be the song of encouragement. Please mark 332. This will be the song after the service. Are there any here that need to partake of the Lord's Supper? If you would, please raise your hand. If you would, in preparation for the Lord's Supper, turn to 166. 166.
Why did my Savior come to earth?
He gave his precious life for me.
So that I can better serve you, would you please raise your hand after each prayer? If you would, please pray with me. Our merciful Heavenly Father, we are so thankful to you for this beautiful first day of the week that we can gather here and remember the death of your Son. We pray, Father, that you would be with those who partake of this bread, which calls to memory the body of your Son that was given for us. We pray that you would be with them as they partake of this, that they might do so in a manner pleasing to you. Thankful, Father, so very much for the love that was demonstrated by the giving of your Son. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Overlook anyone? We continue our thanks, our Heavenly Father, for this fruit of the vine, which calls to memory the precious blood that was given on our behalf. We pray, Father, that you would be with those who partake of this, may they examine their hearts and partake of it in a manner that is pleasing to you. This we pray in your Son's name. Amen.
In the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2, the Apostle Paul is instructing the evangelist Timothy. And he says in verses 1 and 2, "Therefore I exhort that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and givings of thanks be made for all men, for kings, for all who are in authority, that may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence." Instructing Timothy to instruct the brethren to pray, with various aspects of prayer: supplication, request, prayers, that is the worshipful and praise side of prayer, extolling the name of God, intercessions, praying in behalf of others, and of course giving of thanks. And in keeping with that tradition, we find that, of course, God's people were found throughout New Testament times praying. In the early church, in the book of Acts, the 4th chapter, there were some who were gathered together during a time of persecution. They were calling upon God, their Creator, acknowledging His sovereignty and rule. and requesting that they might have boldness to proclaim the Word of God boldly and to live boldly. In the 12th chapter of Acts, there were some who were gathered together in Mary's house. It seemed that Herod had stretched out his hand to harass the church and had taken James, the Lord's brother, and had killed him. And therefore, it says in verse 5 that Peter was therefore kept in prison. He had been in prison, his life threatened. But constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And when he was released, in verse 12, it says, "So he considered this, and he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying." And throughout the New Testament, we find encouragement to pray. We were reminded in the book of James, the fifth chapter, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And in a very comforting passage in the book of Philippians, Paul reminds us that God indeed hears our prayers and that He does answer our prayers. He says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Thus, in keeping of God's commandment, encouraging us to pray, we have devoted today this time to prayer and song. The fact is that we do live in difficult times. We live in uncertain times with regard to our own nation and country. There's a lot of uncertainty about our future. The fact is that with regard to this church, we have a lot of people that have faced difficult times. Times with spiritual struggles. And of course, emotional and physical struggles. And believing that God does answer prayer, we have chosen to have this assembly today. I'd like to give acknowledgement to a young man that actually made the request. A.J. Meadows is the one that asked his father if we could put this together today. And I'd like to thank Paul and Tommy and Brian for saying that this would be a good thing for us to do. I think it is. I think we've been meeting to do this for a long time. And I want to thank those men who have agreed to participate. This was kind of put together at the last minute. And I purposely did not tell you what song to lead because I want you to lead the songs that are on your heart. And I purposely did not tell you what kind of prayer to pray. Some have said, "Well, what should I say?" Well, in the book of Romans, the 10th chapter, the Apostle Paul says that prayer is the expression of one's heart to God. And so I encourage you to say whatever's on your heart. And don't worry about time. We got plenty of time this afternoon. And anyway, thank you for agreeing to participate in this service. At this time, I'll turn this over to Randall, and he'll be leading us in our first prayer.
What a wonderful privilege it is to be able to approach our Father in prayer and knowing that He hears everything that we ask of Him. Would you bow with me as we pray? Our Father in heaven, we approach You, Father, with humble hearts and thanksgiving for the love that You show for us, Father. We recognize that Your majesty and Your great power, Father, and the righteousness that You have and the kindness that You've shown us, Father, and that the concern that You have for our souls. We know, Father, that You are greater than he that is in the world. And we know that the outcome of all the battles, and we know the outcome of the war, Father, we know that You're going to prevail. And we also know that every knee in the end, Father, is going to bow before You. And Your will is final and it's certain. mold us, Father, to your will. Prepare us, Father, for heaven. Please defeat us in any earthly plans that we make that don't include setting you, Father, as a priority and influencing those around us to be more Christ-like, Father. Defeat us in those things. Help us to prepare ourselves for battle, Father, ready to defend your word with both humbleness and love for our neighbor. And we thank you, Father, for planning our salvation from the very beginning and for the ability to be able to choose our own destiny and to help others choose here on this earth, Father, as we live here. Help us to know your truth, Father. Help us to be able to recognize what is right. And help us, if we're missing something, Father, that's hindering us from a heavenly home with you. Help us to have open hearts, Father, for the truth all the time, but to be steadfast, Father, in the knowledge of your word and what your will is for us. Our Father, we see false teachings all around us. We see the hatred of this world, and the apathy, and the immorality, Father, of this country, and the works of Satan in every part of our lives, Father. And we see that our country is quickly succumbing to Satan's wishes, Father, and the principles that this nation was established on are just being trampled. Father, we ask that as we see this, we know you see this, and we ask that you remember the remnant, Father, that continues to love you and to serve you when you decide the fate of this country, Father. Please help us to be able to continue to worship you and to fight the good fight. Help us to be strong, brave soldiers in the fight, and help our nation to fear you and the consequences of this current path that are away from your sin, away from you, your Son, and our end. In the ways that you would have us be, Father. Please help those that are in authority to make changes that would bring this nation closer to you. And we ask that those that among our family that are serving in the military, and especially those that are in harm's way, Father, that you watch over them. Please be with Joel Hawks, with Jake Nieneman, with Chad Allen, with Jeremy Warnick, Alfonso Lemire, and David McDaniel, Father. We ask that you be with all of them. Please give them the courage and help them to put their faith in you, Father. And we ask that you bring them all safely home to us. Our Father, we come to you today with heavy hearts because of the many physical illnesses of our family here. We have confidence in your healing power, Father, and we'd like to petition your loving kindness on those we're about to mention, Father, that are ill. We ask that your will be done in all things, Father. We know that we cannot see your plans and your purposes, but please know that we trust in your will and that we promise to stand unwavering in our love and our faith to you no matter what this life throws at us. We ask that you extend your healing hand to our brothers and sisters with cancer here, Father. With Brother Fritz Hill, as he battles pancreatic cancer, Father, he's been such an inspiration to all of us. Thank you for him, Father, and thank you for his life. And for Louis Roberts, as he has throat cancer, Father, please ease his pain and help him to get better. And George DeLong, please be with the doctors that are aiding him and help him to get better. And also for Glenda, as she goes to the doctor this week, Please be with her and be with her family. Help them to have good news and be with those that are seeing to her, Father, that she may be cancer-free, Father, if it be your will. We ask that the doctors that are caring for these brothers and sisters, that they make the best decisions and use the latest technology to heal them, Father. But we recognize, Father, that your power to heal is far greater than anything man can do. We pray for your will to be done, because we know you love us, Father, and ultimately care for our eternal destiny and see things that we cannot see in this life. We also want to pray for those who have continuing health problems, Father, for Ava Hill, for Grace Meadows, for Marilyn Volpe, and for Ron Cheatham and Ray and Dinky Esri, Sandra Hare, for Cole Meadows, Lola Justice, Pam's mother, Ruth Rowlett, Marie Mall, Virginia Wilson, Dawn and Teddy Boggs, Manuela Garcia, Mary Guerrero, Rosie McDaniel, Patrick Luter, and Robert Byrd, and Bonnie Canfield. Many of these brothers and sisters are affected by the ravages of time, Father. We ask that you bless them and watch over them as they deal with daily activities that once were taken for granted, Father, that now that are a struggle for them to do every single day. Please ease their pain and help us to encourage them and help them whenever we can. Most of all, Father, we thank you for Jesus, for his life, for his death and his resurrection here on this earth. We know that it's only through him that we can approach you, Father, and have our hope of salvation. It's through him. We know that you are the great I am, and that you have all power and are deserving of all the honor and glory, Father, that we can give you. And we thank you for this avenue of prayer that you've given us, that we can bring our petitions to you, knowing you'll hear us, and that you love us and you care for us. Thank you for hearing our pleas, Father. We ask that you forgive us of our sins, Father, as we repent for them. And we look forward to spending eternity with you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Please sing with me number 73, Sweet Hour of Prayer, number 73.
Sweet hour of prayer.
407. He leadeth me.
Still 'tis not and that. Randall did a good job of naming a lot of the people that we need to remember. I hope you'll allow me to refer to a list here. Romans chapter 16, the Apostle Paul remembered people by name. And I know we don't always do it in the assembly here, but we do it at home. But if you'll allow me to remember some names as well as we continue to pray before God. Would you bow? Our Father in heaven, Almighty are you. You are the creator and you sustain the universe by the power of your might to this very moment. Angels that are more powerful than mankind adore you and are in your presence and praise you eternally. And you are worthy of that praise, our God. You are our creator. You have given mankind many wonderful and precious things. You made the creation, Father, and it was, as you have said, it was very good. It is unfortunate that Satan entered into that picture and he made things so that now that our lives are filled with trials and tribulations. But Father, even then, you have provided for the best things that we have in this life, our physical blessings. You have provided ways so that we might speak to you. You have provided ways so that we might be with you eternally. Because we know, our Father, that this world is not our home. We thank you, Father, for Jesus Christ. He is your Son. He is our Lord. And he willingly came to this earth and he lived a life. You've recorded some of the things in your word that we might appreciate and adore him and be impressed with his love and his consideration for the people that he was trying to save. Father, we can look into your word and we see how our Lord is sympathetic when a woman comes steeped in her sins and washes his feet with her hair and cries. And then he tells her to go away, that your sins are forgiven. We are impressed, our God, when Jesus, our Lord, is about to restore the health of somebody else. And when people ridiculed him and chastised him for doing it on a Sabbath day, that he knew that this person had been afflicted for 18 years. We are thankful, our God, that when our Lord was at the tomb of his friend Lazarus, that he cried, even though he is eternal life. And he knew that, and yet he understood the things, the tribulations that occur in this life. Thank you, Father, that you listen to us. You give us this avenue. You tell us in your word that we are to cast our cares upon you because you care for us. Father, forgive us when we sin. Help us to have in our hearts a hope of eternity with you. Have in our hearts a willingness and desire to be holy, to discard the things of this life that would stand in the way of the good fellowship that you offer people who will love you and obey you. Father, we continue to be mindful of our family who need your special care, those who have trials and tribulations. And we know that we've named many, but we continue to think of others. We think of Yvonne Rhodes, who this past week lost Dusty. Pray, Father, that you will be with her. help her in her time of sorrow. Father, there are others who perhaps have been overcome by the trials of life, and they have weighed down on their minds so that they don't enjoy the peace that passes all understanding. And we pray, our Father, that you might be with them. We pray that you'll be with Juan and Minnie's son, Daniel, and help him. We pray, our Lord, that in this life we know that as we get older, that there are times when things afflict us just by the fact that we get older on this life. And we pray that you will be with our number who are afflicted every day by various trials and illnesses and things that compound their lives and perhaps may rob them of their joy and their peace at times. Father, we are rejoicing that in our congregation and people that we know, that there are people that are expecting babies. And we thank you for that, our God. And we ask your blessings on Angela Young, and that you'll be with Ellen Walker, then that you'll be with Leah Hawks, and that you'll be with Christy Beck. Lord, there may be others. I pray that you will be with them as well. And we rejoice that there are the possibility of new lives to come into this life. And we pray, our God, that you might protect them and bless them. Because we know, our Lord, that even though this is a wonderful thing and that this is great and that this happens all the time, nevertheless, Lord, we also know to take nothing for granted. That there are things that can occur. And for that, then, we ask your protection. We also, our Father, we pray for our country. Because in our country, there are those who do not look on birth of a baby as being a blessed thing that needs to be protected and respected. Lord God, help us to shine our lights in this regard. Help our country so that we do not insult your goodness and your will, so that people will once again respect innocent life and they will protect it even when that life has not been born yet. Father, we thank you that your gospel spreads throughout the world. We thank you that your gospel is available to all of mankind, and it does not matter whether we are American or whether we are in Germany or whether we are in Jamaica or whether we are in Africa, that your word can touch the hearts of every human if they will just allow. And we pray for our brothers and sisters throughout this world. We pray for those in Jamaica. We pray for those who in other parts of the world. And help us to consider that we have brothers and sisters throughout the world that call upon your name. In that regard, Father, we pray especially for our brother Malin Mata. As he is quadriplegic and his life is difficult, to say the least, help us to encourage him while he indeed encourages us. We pray for Brother Maxwell in Jamaica as he preaches your word, and that as he shines his light with he and his family, that they may show the goodness that is found by being your children and serving you and the great blessings that are found in Christ Jesus. Lord God, we pray that you will continue to bless us in all that we do. We thank you for the physical blessings that we have. Help us, Father, that we will not succumb to the temptation to be covetous, that we will not succumb to temptations, any temptation that gets in our way, so that we might shine our lights, that we might share the joy of your salvation to all that we come in contact with. And then, our Father, when we come to that time, because we know it will come, we know that there will come a time when we will take our last breath, and that we will come a time when we will shut our eyes and our life on this earth will be done. Help us in that final hour, our Father, to be courageous. Help us to exhibit our faith and our trust in you. And help us in our hearts to have a hope of being with you forever and ever, that will pass beyond this life and into the next. And it's through Jesus Christ that we pray. It's by his authority that we can come to you. It's through his name we pray. Amen.
In your maroon book, please turn to number 124.
Still, all my soul.
Your supplemental, your blue supplemental songbook, please turn to number 36. I kneel on my Savior. Number 36. Hide me, O my Savior, hide me in thy holy place, resting there beneath thy glory. Oh, let me see thy face. Hide me, O blessed Savior, hide me, O Savior, keep me, safely, O Lord, with thee. Hide me when the storm is raging, or life's troubles sing, like a safely, O Lord, with thee. I would like to sing one other one. Please, number 41 in the blue supplemental. No surprise, it's probably my favorite song. I'd like to sing this softly, please, and those of you who know the echo part, feel free to sing it. You. Let's pray. Our God in heaven, thank you for today. Let's pray. Holy Father, thank you for today. This is a prayer for help. Our hearts are heavy for different reasons. But we know that you will give us strength to carry on. And we will be stronger on the other side of our struggles. Lord, we know that you love us, and we love you too. We ask that you forgive us of our sins, and we ask that you be with your children. Give us comfort and strength. Thank you for your Son who died for us. Thank you for our advocate that understands. Lord, we thank you for our brethren here. We thank you for the love that we have for each other. And most of all, we thank you for the love you have for us. Please stay with us and hear our prayer for help. And go with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Please turn to number 113. Number 113. Sing all four verses of the song, then we'll sing the chorus twice. So all four verses of the song, the chorus, normal speed the first time, and very slowly the second time.
That he brought sin, my sin, and free. Father in heaven, we come before you again today, recognizing that you are our God, that you created us from nothing, that you created everything that we see around us from nothing, and that you rule and sustain life to this very day. Father, we're so thankful for the time that we've had in this past hour to come to you repeatedly, to make our petitions known to you, to sing songs of encouragement, and just to be reminded that you care about each and every one of us, that you care for the struggles that we have, for the illnesses that we endure from time to time, that you cared for us so much that you sent Jesus to die for our sins. Father, we want to pray for those again specifically who have illnesses that are made known to us at this time. We want to pray for the Meadows family, for Cole with his ongoing struggle with diabetes. We want to pray for Grace that she'll continue to grow healthy and that she won't develop the diabetes as well. We want to pray for the Meadows family as they deal with this illness, and we want to pray for those doctors and researchers who are studying this that they might continue to make life better for all of our young men and women with this disease and for those older ones too. We want to pray for Glenda this week again that as her cancer has flared back up that she'll get some good decisions and some good treatments going forward. Pray for all of the DeLong family as they deal with this news and as they take the next steps. We want to pray for Ava that she'll continue to be comforted. We want to pray for the Hill family that they'll have strength in the days ahead as they deal with this condition. For those who have chronic illnesses, we continue to pray always for Fritz, for Lewis, for Ron, for George DeLong, for Ray and Dinky, for Lola and Marilyn, for Robert Bird and Bonnie Canfield, for those men and women shut up in nursing homes who don't get to see us very often. We pray for Marie, for Virginia Wilson, for Don Boggs, for Teddy Boggs, for Rosie McDaniel, and we pray for our friend Patrick Luter, and also for his dad. We want to pray for those who are away from us, for Brandon. We want to pray for Bruce. We want to pray for Buzz when he travels again. And those men and women in the military who are of our number, we want to pray for Joel, for Jake, for Chad and Jeremy. We want to pray for Alfonso and for David. Father, again, we just say thank you so much that you've given us a way to come before you and to make known to you what's in our heart and to let you know that there are things on this earth that we struggle with and that make this earth very difficult at times. Father, it's those times, those difficult times that we know so well that this earth is only temporary and that you've prepared something so much greater for us in the end if we're found faithful with you. Help us to never lose sight of that. Help us to remember that nothing in this life is worth turning our backs against you. Father, we're thankful for our families. For those of us who have kids, we pray for wisdom and strength to do the right thing, to help them to grow up, to know and to love you and to serve you. We thank you for those of us who are married, for husbands and wives, for help us to be loving and kind and to do the things that would help each other make it to heaven. Thank you for this church that meets here, for the friendship and the fellowship and the encouragement and the admonition that we all enjoy from each other. Help us to grow in love for each other. Help us to grow in love for you. Help us to be bold in the way that we live our lives so that we can be courageous enough to tell others about you, because we know that the world outside is struggling sometimes. They're looking for the truth. They're looking for what's right. And oftentimes we see our friends look in all the wrong areas. So help us to point them in the right direction. Help us to share our faith and our hope with them. Please be with us throughout the rest of this hour. Help our minds to remain open. Help our hearts to remain open on the songs that are said, on the prayers that are offered, and on the message that's given. Forgive us when we sin. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
And for those of you here today who may have other friends and family that we may not have known about or mentioned, we want you to know that these men also have your thoughts and have their prayers and your thoughts as well, and we're praying for them also. I want to read from the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation is a very mysterious book written in figurative language. And yet, as some have said, that the passage that I want to look at in a minute in the first chapter is the gospel in miniature. Because what we find is we find Jesus standing in the midst of the seven churches of Asia. As the forces of Satan and his allies attempt to destroy the faith of God's people, to destroy every effort that God is making to redeem his people. And in the first chapter, we find that our captain, our Lord, is standing victoriously as a reminder of the victory that God has promised his people. In chapter 1, he says in verse 4, John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our own sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and to Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Life is indeed full of heartache and struggle and challenges from every way in all different places, as we have witness today. But the promise of God is, and the great message of Revelation is, that actually described in the 12th chapter, the 11th verse, some have said the theme of this great book. And they overcame. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and did not love their lives unto the death. That is, that God has promised his people the victory because of our captain. Because, number one, he is the faithful witness. That is, he is faithful and true. He was faithful to a cause, willing to live in this earth, to die for our sins, and faithful and true in his message, and faithful and true in his promise. Number two, because he is the firstborn from the dead. Not only the preeminent one of all creation, the creator of all things, not only the head of the church, but also he is the assurance, because of his resurrection, that one day God's people will also be resurrected victoriously. In fact, John reminds us of that in the first chapter in verse 18, when he says that Jesus said, "I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore." And he is the ruler over the kings of the earth. No man on earth is in control of this world. God is in control. And his purposes will be fulfilled, and everything that he desires and wishes will be done. And that's the great assurance that we have as the people of God, that no matter what this world may bring, no matter what life may bring, that through Jesus Christ we can overcome. And thus, John ends the book in the 22nd chapter by this great promise, beginning in the 12th verse. "And behold," Jesus said, "I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give everyone according to his works. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and they may enter in through the gates into the city. God has a great plan for his people and a wonderful home promised for us one day. So hang on, my brother. Press on. Keep the faith. One day, like someone has said about the book of Revelation, I read the end of the book and we win. Press on. And if you're here today and not know the Lord as your Savior, if we can do anything today to assist you, if you wish today to be obedient to His gospel, to become His child, to begin this great journey of being His child, we certainly would welcome that opportunity, and we invite you to come as we stand and sing the Psalms of Lament.
Turn to 688. Let's sing one stanza of this song, after which we'll be led in prayer. 688. We'll sing verse 1 of this song, after which Scott Boggs will lead us in prayer. As I travel through life with this trouble and strife, I'm a glorious hope to get cheer on the way. Soon my joy will be yours.
Oh,
Will you bow with me, please? Our mighty God, our gracious and heavenly Father, we humbly bow before your throne of grace and power and mercy, acknowledging you as our Father and our Creator. Lord, we know we're so blessed, not only because of the nation we live in, the families that we have, the homes we and jobs we enjoy, but because of the life that you've given us, the Son that you have sent for us, the avenue of prayer that you have so blessed us with. There are those in the world that will sit for hours just to see a celebrity or shake their hand or pay hundreds of dollars to sit next to a stage so they can get a glimpse of a celebrity. But we are so blessed because we have this avenue of prayer, and in an instant we have access to you, that you know our every burdens and thoughts before we even close our eyes. We know that you'll never leave us, that it's us that leave you, and we pray that you forgive us of those times. Then we sin and create a barrier between you and I. Many of us are going through so much with our families and our health. We know if you've heard our petitions today because you tell us that the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We pray you to be with those that we have mentioned today and also with those who are in pain and have carries troubles with them silently that are not known to us. Heavenly Father, as we prepare to leave this place to take on the world and the trials that are presented to us this week, we pray that we take the lessons that we've learned today and the love and the strength that we gain from being a family, your family, to better glorify you and keep us on the straight and narrow path. We pray that you be with those that are sick, that are going through so much, that we pray that you be with those who are administering to them. And Lord, we pray that you be with us and pray that we will give them strength. And then Lord, that we pray that we will serve them in a manner that's pleasing to you and most glorifies you in the way that also is the best needs for them. Lord, we ask that you be with those who are serving our country, that give us this freedom that we live under, that we can worship you unhindered. We pray for those who are in the military, but also for those who are civilians. And we pray that we use the opportunity that they've given us to spread your gospel in the areas of the world that has been rejected. We pray for the opportunity to spread your word here. And we pray that we always glorify you in all that we do and all that we say. And as we depart, we ask that you be with us and give us strength to make it through the week and bring us back safely to the next appointed time. In Christ's heavenly name we pray. Amen.